Today being the ninth day of Ramadan, 1445 years after the Hijra of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to the 19th day of March, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. The annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of the Jahaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with the Jahaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmad Bello University Zahra Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque between 5 and 6 p.m. each day of Ramadan, continues from the 10th ayah of Surah Ash-Shura. Our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Olukene will conduct the tafsir, while Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zare.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. له مقاليد السماوات والأرض يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه بكل شيء عليم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق وناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. له مقاليد السماوات والأرض يبسط الرزق لمن يشاء ويقدر إنه بكل شيء عليم. الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us after he has discussed with us what a Muslim should do and what he should not do, and he came to this finally telling us that he is one that has put us on earth and to multiply us in it. We should follow the religion of Allah as it is. He makes us to have male and female, and makes even the animals to have male and female. We should not go about saying we don't want to have children, or at the worst, even what is happening now, you are saying male should marry male, female should marry female. You don't do that in your animals. What you are not doing with your animals, why do you want to do it with you yourself? Then Allah is now telling us, لَهُ مَقَالِدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The keys of the heaven, of the firmament and on the earth, or the control of the firmament and the earth, لَهُ is for him. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءَ وَيَقْدِرُ. He gives his sustenance and expands to whoever he so wishes, or he constricts it. إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Allah, with regards to everything, he knows. He has knowledge of everything. Here, the wealth is in the hands of Allah. It's not in your hands. He can decide to expand it, and he can decide to conscript it. You find some people, they are wealthy, you cannot explain it. You find some people, they are poor, you can't explain it. All the indices that they should do to be rich, they have it. Somebody who says, okay, I want to go to school, he went to school. I want to go to university, he went to university. I want to study chemical engineering. If I do it, I'll go into petroleum. He does it. To get work into petroleum, he couldn't get. His first 10 years, he couldn't get it. And to get the admission was so difficult. He said, after having the admission, that is the end of it. Somebody else is there, he came. He wanted to read law. He did not get to read law. Finally, they gave him Hausa. Reluctantly, he collects, and he went to do his degree in Hausa. He's finishing it, and NGO takes him. that once Hausa, and suddenly he's a rich person. So Allah is the one that has the keys of the treasures of the firmament and the earth. When you say Maqalid, his keys, it also means control. Allah has the keys, he has the controls. When he hears Samawat out of the treasure, here the rains that will fall, what will sprout, what will germinate, all is in the hands of Allah. Again, the women that we deliver, the one that will bear, like with in the last chapter we read it, all is in the hands of Allah. All these are with him. So you just follow what Allah asks you to follow. Yapsutu liman yashaw aw yaqdir. If you find out that you are one of those that Allah has given wealth in expanse, then what Allah asks you to do to wealth, you do it. If you are one of those that Allah has given wealth in constricted form, then what he wants from people that are having wealth constricted, you do it. But the Prophet has put a regulation and he has put a criterion of who is a rich person. If you have wealth to the extent that it is so much, if it is up to 100 or up to 25 or 40 in each one, give one out. Particularly if you have livestock, in each 40, give one out. If you have gold bars, in each 40, give one out. If you go to the farm, it's food, in each 10, give one out. Some people do not have one at all. So all these things are criteria that tells people what, when you are rich enough to give. وَأَنْفِكُوا مِمَّا جَعَلَكُمْ مُسْتَخَلَفِينَ فِيهِ. Allah did not ask you to go and steal for him. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ وَأَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ. Allah is wealthy. You are the one that is indigent. So don't say, let me go into government, I want to make money, you steal money because you want to do good. No. What Allah put you in charge of is what Allah is telling you to spend out of. Halal, not haram. And Allah knows everybody. That's why it is not easy for us to do justice in the world. But Allah is the one that can do justice. If somebody was to come into this house, to this room now, and give 100 million for all of us to divide, we'll count. Say, okay, no, we are about 100 here, or 90 something. Let's give 1 million to each person. This is the best we can do. And this is not justice. This is equity. Because if it's Allah that brings 100 million here, and he will divide it, maybe somebody here that we don't know at all may take up to 50 million. And somebody may end up with only 10,000. But Allah, there is something he's looking at when he's dividing wealth. You just want wealth. There are things that surround wealth that you don't know about. There are people who decide that they have wealth that they get destroyed. There are people that when they don't have wealth, they get destroyed. So the way Allah does these things, he is the one only that knows the real justice. But the simple of it is this. If you have children, one of them is going to Katsina, one is going to Kano, one is going to Kaduna. Do they require the same amount of money? No. The one going to Katsina requires more money. The one going to Kaduna requires this money. So the justice is to make sure that everybody has what it will be enough for him. So that's the way Allah looks at things. So we, Allah is the one that gives wealth, he's the one that brings poverty, he gives wealth to test you, he brings poverty to test you. One of lukum bil khair wa sharri fitna. What you call khair, what you call sharr, is you are the one that call it. With Allah, everything is the same thing. Because in your mind, it is khair, it has become khair. In your mind, it is sharr, it is sharr. But what will damage, what will injure people? With Allah, it is sharr. What will benefit people? With Allah, is khair. That's why, even if the Prophet goes to war, somebody is killed, it is khair. because it is for the benefit of what Allah has laid down. So let us be very careful when it comes to issues of natural issues. That's why always Rasulullah said, "Habuddin ilallah al-hanifiyat samhatu." The natural disposition religion is that of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. This issue of gay marriages today, lesbianism today, that is spreading from people that are more ignorant than the animals. We shouldn't be following them just like that. Particularly you on campus, be careful who are your friends. You don't see a wayward person and you start hating him and start following him. You don't have a father. The people that are that want to be gay, they have no father. Their mother and father did not come together to give birth to them. How did they come to this world? From test tube. And these ladies that are doing lesbianism, going to camp themselves in an area, doing all this nonsense. You know any one of them, don't come close to them. Because one of the problems that we are having today that we deserve punishment for, more than you think, and as Allah is going to state later on, still in this chapter, we see what is wrong and we keep quiet. We see what is wrong and we condone it. We see what is wrong, we associate evil with it. Then what do you want Allah to do to you? If you associate with evil, you are part of the evil. If you associate with good, you are part of the good. You guys, okay, let me associate with good and evil at the same time. Allah does not want it. Because shirka is shirka. And the next verse is going to highlight the issue of shirku. You can't associate something with Allah and expect Allah to still stay with you. One day, the Prophet, he was with Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and they were going somewhere on the road, somebody stopped them. The person had issues with Sayyidina Abu Bakr and started abusing Sayyidina Abu Bakr. The Prophet was standing with him. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was not answering. The Prophet was still standing. Then when the abuse was too much, Sayyidina Abu Bakr decided to answer. Immediately he started answering. By the time he finished answering, he turned, he didn't see the Prophet again. He asked where the Prophet, they said, he has long gone. He went hurriedly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, what happened? Why did you go? The Prophet said, when he was abusing you and you kept quiet, the angels were writing for you the reward. When he started replying, the angels left and I left. What I'm saying is that there are things that you can't combine. Shirku is shirku. You don't combine it with anything. If you want to call Allah alone. Don't say, no, I will do this side. I will come and do this side. You are for them, you are not for us. Shara alaikum.
Shara alaikum min al-deen ma wassa bihi Nuhan wal-lazhi awhayna ilayka wama wassayna bih. وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب.
شرع لكم من الدين ما وصينا به نوحا والذي أوحينا إليك وما وصينا به إبراهيم وموسى وعيسى أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه كبر على المشركين ما تدعوهم إليه الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب. الله تبارك وتعالى is now telling us a decisive statement. Allah said, شرع لكم من الدين. Sharia All the path with regards to religion has been placed for you. Ma wa sayna bihi Nuhan, just like it was commended unto an-Nabi Nuh. Sha'alakum min ad-din ma wa sayna bihi Nuhan wallazi awhayna ilayka. And O Prophet, this one that I have inspired into you now, this revelation that I have inspired to you is the religion. Sha'alakum min ad-din ma wa sayna bihi Nuhan wallazi awhayna ilayka. Ma wa sayna bihi Ibrahim wa Musa wa Isa. And it is the same thing that I have commended to an-Nabi Ibrahim and an-Nabi Musa, Moses, and an-Nabi Isa, Jesus Christ. What is this? An akimu dina wa la tatafarraqu fihi. That you should establish the religion straight and don't be divided in it. Kabura lal mushrikeena ma tad'uhum ilayhi. The one that mix things up, that will want to mix religion of Allah with religion of idol or the idolaters. Basically, it is difficult, cover Allah al-Mushrikeena, it is big issue for them what you are inviting them to. Kabura al-Mushrikeena ma tad'uhumu ilayhi. Allah yajtibi ilayhi man yasha. Allah draws to himself or attracts to himself whoever he so wishes. Wa yahdi ilayhi man yurid. And those that turn towards Allah, he guides them again unto him. There's plenty of issues here. First of all, shara lakum min ad-din ma wasa bihi Nuhan, which means the religion that Allah is talking about here is the same thing. The one to an-Nabi Nuh, to an-Nabi Ibrahim, to an-Nabi Musa, to an-Nabi Isa, and what was revealed to the Prophet now is the same thing. But we see that there is difference in their sharia. But Allah says it's the same thing. Ana kimu dina wa la tafarraqu fi. Here, if your name, for example, is Muhammad, and you are giving birth to, the dress that they give to you when you are small, when you are getting to the age of, when you are 1 year old, and when you are 4 years old, is the dress the same thing? Is the dress the same dress? The one at 4 years is bigger than the one at 1 year. But has the person changed? Is the same person. By the time you get to the age of 7, will the dress change or not? It will get bigger. By the time you get to the age of 20, the dress will get bigger. A time will come, the dress is stabilized. Is the same dress. Your tailor will even tell you, oh, just put it down and have your measurement. But a tailor that measured a child of 7 years last year, you can't go this year for Salah dress and say, put down the dress, I have its measurement. That's how this religion is. The religion started with an-Nabi Adam. The first prophet with a message and sharia is an-Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah has mentioned here the five ulul azmi min ar-rusul, the chief ministers in the presence of Allah. Each of them, by the time they came, the sharia was widening to accommodate mankind according to their differences. But the religion is still the same religion. The dress was getting widened, but the religion is still the same religion. And the religion came to completeness at the time of the Prophet, and therefore there cannot be any change. And this change that we are talking about, it has nothing to do with the real religion itself. What is the real religion? An akimu dina wa la tatafarraqu. That is, la ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. There is no division. When you have a tree with the root inside the ground, and its trunk, the trunk is harmony. The trunk of a tree is harmony. I'm asking you, we don't have biologists here, we don't have agriculturists here. All of you don't see tree, do they? The trunk of a tree is one. What are the branches? Many branches. So when Allah says, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ, he's not talking of the branches, he's talking of the trunk. This tree is still this tree. you will see that each of these trunk, each of the branches will bear fruit. The mango that this branch bears, the mango that one, the mango of that one is the same mango. From which tree? One tree. There is in, it's very important for you people to understand Islam, to understand the religion, to understand Islam. Don't just start disparaging people without knowing what you are talking about. The door to come into Islam is one door. The door to go out of Islam is that same one door. Which door do you come to Islam with? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. As long as you have not done anything to contradict La ilaha illallah, Rasulullah Islam, you are inside that house. Nothing can take you out. Whether somebody shouts on top of his voice like or barks like a dog, it's meaningless. The Prophet said, "Ikhtilaf ummati rahmatun." When there is difference of opinion with regards to my ummah, it is a source of mercy. Every human being is a human being, but no human being, no two human beings are the same from the beginning of the world to the end of the world. And the message Quran is for all of them. So you will find that whoever you are, there is a place you are going to have a difference of understanding. And all is in the Quran. But with La ilaha illallah wa Rasulullah, nobody can have difference of understanding in it. That's why the Prophet Lazama, he was saying, if Taraka al-Yahudu ila Ide wa Sab'in Afrika, wa Taraka al-Nasara ila Isnain wa Sab'in Afrika, Isnatain wa Sab'in Afrika, wa Taraka Ummati ila Salasata wa Sab'in Afrika. The Jews, in their religion, they were divided into 71. In the case of the Christians, they were divided into 72 different divisions. My Ummah will be divided into 73. The Prophet was asked, so only one of them is on the right path. All the rest are going to hell. Who is on the right path? The one is that is on what I am on today. That's what the Prophet said. Here, we see that today, let us start from the Quran we are reciting. We have Warsh, we have Kalun, we have Ibn Amir, you have Kisai, you have Ibn Kathir, you have Hafs. These are different Quran. We are already divided in the recitation of the Quran. Is it this division that the Prophet is talking about? No, because this division is in branches. When it comes to physical worship, we have talked of the recitation of the Quran now. Physical worship, you have the mazhab of Imam Malik, that of Shafi'i, that of Abu Hanifa, that of Abu Ibn Hanbal, that of Dawud Zahiri. There are still some others, and there is even the Shia. All this concern physical worship. Is it this one that the verse of love is talking about? No. This one is to do with the branches. Then when you come to the issue of hadith, who reported this hadith? Buhari. What of this one? Nasa'i. What of this one? Muslim. What of this one? Tirmizi. No, that of Buhari is more correct than that of Tirmizi. No, that of Buhari, even the first one is more correct than the second one. Is it this kind of division that the Prophet is talking about? No. When you live there, you come to the issue of Tawheed. You have Maturidi, Ash'ari, and the others. What are these people discussing? They are discussing on the oneness of Allah. It is in this case that you have problem. Because like I said, told all of you before, Allazina yazkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. With respect to Allah, remember him. Remember the goodness he has done to you. Remember the prophet he has sent to you. Remember the favors he has done to you. Remember the punishment he says, if you don't follow him, you will have. Remember the paradigm that is put for you. When it comes to thinking, contemplating, don't contemplate in Allah, please. Leave Allah alone. Let the Kamisli Sheikh, who was Basir. Contemplate on his creation, whatever karuna, the khalki samawati wal art. That's what Allah said, Sanurihimu ayatina fil afaki. We are the one to show him the signs. We are the one to show you. So when you are talking of division, it has to do with division of understanding of Allah and the Prophet. Finish. In practice, not in that initial practice. Because another place, the Prophet said, Ashabi kan nijum. Ya'ihimu iqtadaytum, ihtadaytum. My companions are like the stars. Anyone you follow, you are guided. Anyone you follow, you are guided. The people that are guided by the people that are not holding on to one Allah is very big in their mind. Because to them, because of what they are looking for, they want to run here, run there, be with this, be with that. Then Allah said, there are only two people. There are those Allah yajitabi ilayhi man yasha. There are those that Allah himself attracts. These ones, they are already guided. How? Allah just gave it to them. Like most of us here. Why are you a Muslim? You don't say because I turned towards Allah, that's how I became a Muslim. No. You are only trying to remain a Muslim. Why are you a Muslim? Most of us, over 95% of us, we are Muslim because you met your parents Muslim. So you are just drawn to Allah. This is the lowest level of it. Then there are people that it is their own contemplation. How can I be told that I should worship a human being? How can I be told that a human being is Allah? How can I be told that one that created all this, there's another person that I should worship other than him? There are people like that, that is such contemplation that turned them and they came to know about Islam and they became Muslims. Like most of our European brothers that have become Muslims. It is their own contemplation and thinking that put them to believe in, to get guided to Allah. Allah says, tell people that whoever is there that turns towards Allah, Allah will guide him to him, Allah. But you just woke up, your name is Muhammad. You are not even yet sensible. You have memorized Quran. You are not yet sensible. You are praying. Allah just attracted you through birth. So it is not true when people come and they said Muslims will get divided into 73. This 73 is one that is doing tariqa, is one that is doing this, is one that is doing this, all this is rubbish. When you ask, they say, because this person is following a madam, you should only follow Kitab and Sunnah. If you say Kitab and Sunnah, then let us go back to it. We ask you, which of the Quran are you reciting? Today, nobody you can ask, he's reciting Quran. He said, I'm reciting the Quran of the Prophet. Any Quran today that you don't reference to a malam, that Quran does not exist. Any Quran that is not referenced to a malam, any recitation that is not referenced to a malam, that here already, your people are holding recitation of us and asim, Hafs and asim. We are holding the one from Warsh and Nafi'u. So, you said that we should not mention any person, but you are already calling Imam's name. If you now say Sunnah to Ahia, the hadith you are talking about, who reported it? Buhari. Buhari never saw any Sahabat with his eyes, let alone to be a Sahabat. So let us not call any person. But when it comes to the issue of Allah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Hold on to Allah, read the Quran, rely on Allah, alayhi tawakkaltu wa ilayhi unib. Turn to Allah, that is the meaning of an akimu dina. Because this same religion is the one given to Noah, is the one given to Abraham, is the one given to Moses, is the one given to Jesus Christ. What is common in all this? Allah is one, indivisible one. This is what is common. And Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. It's common also in all of them. وإذا أخذ الله من النبيين ميثاقهم ومنك. Because covenant was taken from all prophets, that if our prophet come, they must believe in him. So all of them, they believe in the prophet and they have been talking about him. Look at this, is Jesus Christ saying, "Oh, Bashiram bi Rasulin yati ya min badi ismuhu Ahmad." So there is no prophet that did not believe in Allah and Prophet Muhammad. And today, that's what we are asked to believe in, Allah and Prophet Muhammad. When you come to pray, you want to pray in the part, in the method of Shafi'i, Bismillah. The prayer of Malik bin Anas, Bismillah. Imam Malik, Bismillah. You want to follow the part of Abu Hanifa, Bismillah. Idris al-Shafi, Bismillah. Ahmad bin Hanbal, Bismillah. Dawud al-Zahid, Bismillah. But don't come and say, no, you don't want to follow any of the mazhab. These people were selected by Allah to guide mankind. And Allah is a grateful person. Inna Allah shakirun alim. Allah is very grateful. If you do work for Allah, he will be the one to remember you. Ni'mal abdu, innahu awwab. Allah will even be praising his servants. Just like you, you are the one that you are teaching students. One of them is very dutiful. He does his work. You will praise him. Of recent, we went to Bauchi to go and open a mosque. Is somebody on his own? He said he will build mosque for Sheikh Dari Bauchi. He's not a Tijani ever. And he spent over $1 billion to build the mosque. This is what he said he wants to do. Who put it in his mind to do that? Allah. Because this man served Allah, and Allah wants to show that he is grateful, and he put it in somebody's mind, and the person said, "I'm going to build a mosque for you." So this is the way Allah does his work. So that's why you are hearing of Mazhab Imam Malik. Because Allah is grateful for their work, so he allowed their name to stay. Look at Imam Nawawi. Imam Nawawi died at the age of 46 or something. He never had a wife. He never had a child. But look at, his books are still there. Arba'una Hadith. Anybody you call Arba'una Hadith, as if it's the only Arba'una Hadith. Riyadu Salihin, look at it. Because these people, they dedicated themselves to God, and they were full of knowledge of Arabic, full of knowledge of Sharia, full of knowledge of Tawheed, full of sincerity. They work for Allah, and Allah allowed their name to stand. Don't come and say, no, me, I'm not pulling any mazhab. No, you are not pulling any mazhab because you are ignorant, because you know nothing. What did you know? And most of these people saying this, they have never been to school. They were brought up by Western education, people that are enemies of Islam. They were brought up by enemies of Islam. And that enmity that those people had, they transferred to them. So they cannot come out and say they hate Islam, but they will come out and say they hate some Muslims. And Muslim leaders for that matter. Now how can somebody just come and you're criticizing Sheikh Ahmad Tijani? You're criticizing Mazhab. There is even people that are preaching that you should not follow any Mazhab, that there is the Quran. What do you know about the Quran? Who taught you the Quran? Translation that you are reading on the net? Allah yajtabi ilayhi man yasha wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. There are those that Allah attracts to themselves. There are those people that are able to know Allah completely through jazba. These people, Allah attracted them with jazba. There are people that is suluk, that they do, is continuous obedience to Allah, doing zikr, and then they get to know Allah at the utmost. Because there is, your knowing Allah can get to the utmost. That some people are at a stage, even if they are passing the street, because of their mind stick to Allah, they can pass without knowing the car is passing. And at that stage, you say they are mad. Have you never seen people that you have never heard of Majnun Layla? Somebody who was so madly in love with a lady called Layla that people consider him as mad. There are people too that are so attached to Allah to an extent that because of their attachment and thinking of Allah, they can be passing this truth you are seeing
and they don't even know there's a lady is naked. And a car is passing, they don't even know that there is a car, they pass. These people, you call them majzu, because they have been attracted to the presence of Allah. Such a person is on the right path, but he cannot guide others. Because to guide people, you have to be completely on Sharia. You have to eat, you have to drink, you have to wear good clothes, you have to be praying in congregation constantly, 5 times a day, and you have to observe the things that the Prophet has put. That's why Sheikh Matijani, he said, if you hear anything from me, don't ask anybody, is it from me? Go and ask Sharia, is it from me? Use the scale of Sharia to measure it. If it conforms, then I said it. If it doesn't conform, I did not say it. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyar said, Sheikh Ahmad Ghani has challenged all of us that whatever he says with the balance of Sharia. So all of us should go and learn Sharia. So this is the Sharia of Islam. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. It has not changed from the time of Adam to this our time, and it will not change.
وما تفرقوا إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك إلى أجل مسمى لقضي بينهم وإن الذين أورثوا الكتاب من بعدهم لفي شك منه مريب
وما تفرقوا إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم العلم بغيا بينهم ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك إلى أجل مسمى لقضي بينهم وإن الذين أورثوا الكتاب من بعدهم لفي شك منه وإن الذين أورثوا الكتاب من بعدهم لفي شك منه مريب الله تبارك وتعالى is telling us here وما تفرقوا إلا من بعد ما جاءهم العلم بغيا بينهم the people of the Jews that divided into 73, they did not divide until after something has happened. وَمَا تَفَرَّقُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْعِلْمُ The people of the Christians, they did not divide until after something has happened. Even the Muslims, they did not divide until something has happened. What happened? إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَكَيَمْ بَيْنَهُمْ Until after knowledge has come to them and out of baggy, that is, you know, unnecessary pride and injustice among them. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّنْ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ Allah said, if not that word has already proceeded from your Lord, that they will be allowed to live in this world to an appointed time, لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ Today, I would have judged between all of them for you to see. Those people that were granted the inheritance of the book after them are indeed in doubt and suspicious of all the divisions that has taken place. Because here, وَمَاتَ فَرَكُوا إِلَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَتْهُمُ الْعِلْمُ بَغْيًا بَيْنَهُمْ This knowledge, all of them knew that a prophet is coming. Your tawheed is not complete with La ilaha illallah and stop. It has to be La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah. If you say La ilaha illallah, how did you know it? Who came to tell you? Is the prophet that came to tell you. The prophets themselves, that Allah told that, in the presence of Allah, they saw the prophet standing, so they know the prophet. So all the prophets, if you take the Torah, the prophet was mentioned there. He's Paraclete. They know him as Paraclete, the one that is praiseworthy, that will bring the loss. But immediately the prophet came out, before the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the world, they were all in unison that they were waiting for the prophet. But they wanted the prophet to come out from where they want, not where Allah wants. It's Allah that wills where he wills his things to come. You're not the one to will it. When the prophet now come and he's an Arab, they were taken by injustice, pride. Who are these Arabs? In the case of the Christians, they are sure that there is a prophet. They say it's Holy Spirit. But they themselves say the Holy Spirit will tell you the laws concerning everything that you should do. They agree there is Holy Spirit. But they say this Holy Spirit is not this Arab. It's something in their mind. One day I asked one of them, Holy Spirit, is he one or two or many? Say it's one. Yeah, if it's one, then his answers to different questions should be one. Should be the same answer he will give to every person that has question. He said, yes. So let us take your best Christian clerics, 10 of them, let's lock them inside a room, each one to his room. Let's take the ordinary Muslims, not the best, the ordinary Muslims, let's also lock them in 10 different rooms. Let's submit 10 questions of life to each of them. If a child is given birth to, how do you name him? If you want to go and pray, how do you pray? If you want to conduct marriage, how do you conduct marriage? If somebody dies, how do you bury him? If you have to divide the estate, what he left behind, how do you divide it? These are basic issues of life. Let's just give to each of them, let them give an answer, and let this one give an answer. If the ones on the right bring the same answer, then they are the ones that have the Holy Spirit. If the other one bring different answers, then they don't have the Holy Spirit. Then they were all looking. Because if you lock 10 clerics that are not Muslims in different rooms, they can't give you the same answer on this question. But lock ordinary Muslims. You ask them, is it halal to marry more than one wife? They will give you the same answer. Can you take alcohol? They will give you the same answer. No. Can you take pork? They will give you the same answer. No. If somebody is going to marry, what do you need? They will give you the same answer. You need a wali, you need sadaki, you need witnesses. If somebody dies, what do? They will give you the same answer. If somebody is you are going to share the estate, they will give you the same answer. How many times do you pray in a day? They give you the same answer. How many times do you fast in a year? They will give you the same answer. Which means they are the ones that have the Holy Spirit that you are talking about. So these people, they did not go into this division until out of baghi wal udwan, out of hatred for Islam, hatred for the Prophet. No, inna Allah salis al-salasa. No, Allah is one of three. No, inna al-Masih is Allah. No, he's Allah, the mother is one Allah. All these things came up. No, he's the son of Allah. All these things came up when the Prophet came out. It is then that this thing became prominent. Today, even most of the worship they are doing is taken from Islam. We now see some of them saying, when they are greeting people, peace be unto you. 30 years ago, anybody who is an adult 30 years ago never had peace be unto you from anybody who is not a Muslim. But we are now hearing now, peace be unto you, peace be unto you, is the greetings that Jesus Christ used to give. But we have not had seen them making ablution. Maybe that one is coming. So that's why Allah is telling us, if not that Allah has already destined that this is the time the world is going to end, you will have given judgment now. But those that inherited the book, they are in grave doubt and suspicious of even what they are doing. That's why you find, if you go to 100 mosques, you find them, they are praying in one way. If you go to 100 worship places that are not mosques, you find out there are 100 of them are worshiping in 100 different ways. If you go to the mushrik of Ibira, you go to the mushrik of Yoruba, because shirku is tribe, it's tribal, not town. It's a tribal issue. If you go to the mushrik of the Hausa people, or the mushrik of each of the tribe, you find the way they do their shirku is different from the way the other people do it. Just, they are not worshiping one God. They are worshiping their jinn. So they themselves, they are not clear. So hold to one Allah and be grateful to Allah and let us follow Allah. What is that?
فلذلك فادع واستقم كما أمرت ولا تتبع أهواءهم وقل آمنت بما أنزل الله من كتاب وأمرت لأعدل بينكم الله ربنا وربكم لنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم لا حجة بيننا وبينكم الله يجمع بيننا وإليه المصير.
فَلِذَلِكَ فَدْءُ وَاسْتَكِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتَ وَلَا تَتَّبِي أَهْوَاءَهُمْ وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ اللَّهُ رَبُّنَا وَرَبُّكُمْ لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ لَا حُجَّةَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ اللَّهُ يَجْمَعُ بَيْنَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ الْمَصِيرُ. 10 sentences, one verse. 10 sentences, one verse. Sheikh Ibrahim Niyazi used to say, this one verse of 10 sentences is enough for anybody, even if the whole Quran has nothing but this one. فَلِذَلِكَ فَتْءُ. Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ now. فَلِذَلِكَ, for this one tawheed, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, فَتْءُ, call people to it. وَاسْتَكِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتُ, and be upright like you have been commanded by Allah to be. وَلَا تَتَّبِي أَهَوَاءَهُمْ, don't follow their vain desires. وَقُلْ آمَنْتُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ كِتَابٍ, say this, I believe in what Allah has sent in this divan, any of this divan book. وَأُمِرْتُ لِأَعْدِلَ بَيْنَكُمْ, and I have been commanded to be just between the two of you. Allah Rabbuna wa Rabbukum. Allah is our own Lord and your own Lord. Lana a'maluna wa lakum a'malukum. To us is the work that we have done, and to you is your work that you have done. La hujjata baynana wa baynakum. There is no contention between us and you. Allah yajma'u baynana. Allah is going to bring all of us together. Wa ilayhi al-masir, and it's unto him that all of us are going to go to. This is 10 sentences. Here, وَلِذَلِكَ فَتْءُ. Like I was saying yesterday, the first Lama said, إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنٌ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنٌ. Let us all learn to be calling Muslims to the most important part of Islam. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. After that, what is clearly halal? And asking people to believe what is clearly haram. Let's not go into things that are confusion to even us, let alone others. Rasulullah mm-hmm. said, between what is very clear and what is unclear, وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورُ مُشْتَبِهَاتِ, there are things that are confusion. Not everybody knows the truth. When you find it difficult to explain to something to somebody, then know it is confusion. It's not difficult to tell somebody, don't take alcohol. Islam says it is haram. Don't take blood. Islam says it is haram. Don't take pork. Islam says it is haram. Pray five times a day. fast in the month of Ramadan, give zakah in your wealth. If you have money, go for Hajj. Don't tell lies. Islam says it is wrong to tell lies. Don't backbite. Islam says it is wrong to backbite. Don't do shirku. These are very clear things. Why can't we preach on these clear things? Fadizalika fatku. Then instead of you to be going on the work and disparaging people, abusing people, first takim kama umirta. This particular word, first takim, and be upright, O Prophet, like you have been commanded. They said, this is what made the Prophet to age immediately. When he got this message, from then on, he started having white hair. Because he is the best of mankind, he should be upright like Allah has commanded him. We cannot. We are weak. Where can we do it? The Prophet used to do raka in the night, plenty. He comes out, then some people saw him, they wanted to copy him. Then he called them and said, no. Take work to the extent that you can carry. Because Allah will never be bored of writing reward for you. You are the one that will be bored of doing the work. They say, Ahabul Amar ilallahi adwamuha wa inkal. Allah is not looking at the plentiness of your work. The best, the most favorable work to Allah is the one that you do constantly. The work you will not be able to do constantly, just start doing it. He said, look at Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He's better than all of you, not because of plenty of nafila, or plenty of reciting Quran, or plenty of, but plenty of faith in Allah. His faith in Allah is very strong. His faith in the Prophet is very strong. When Allah says something, or the Prophet says something, he does not question. If Sayyidina Abu Bakr is to be asked, go inside the well with your head first down. We don't ask why. So, improve your faith. First, take him command with her. And stop following vain desires of people. Most of the problems we are having today is following vain desires. You saw somebody wearing a dress. I like it. I also want to wear it. Why? Oh, they said this dress is very beautiful. It's very costly. You'll be looking for money to go and buy it. Why? What Allah has put in your mind that you find fits into your nature, follow that. And whenever you are doing something, ask, is this the way Allah said it? Is this the way the Prophet has done it? If not, say, Aman tu bima anzalallahu min kitab. What Allah has sent in the book is what I believe in. Particularly, most of us today, the way we celebrate in a wrong manner. The way we marry in a wrong manner. What Allah did not ask us to do, what the Prophet we have not seen him doing, we use it to create problems for all ourselves. And the Prophet said, I have been commanded that I should be just between two people. If you can't be just between two people, then keep your mouth shut. If somebody is saying something you don't understand, just say, please, there is no contention between me and you. I'm a Muslim worshipping Allah. This is the way you know how to worship Allah, please continue. One day Allah will bring us together. And it is to him, all of us, we are going. That's how I was telling people the other day, that the horridness today is too much. People should slow down. You're on the road, everybody is rushing. To where? Your journey is long. You are from Allah, but you are going back to Allah. This journey, I was sitting down here, but it's part of that journey. When you leave tomorrow, you're going to the lecture room, it's part of that journey. When you're on the street going to Sabongeri Market, it's part of that journey. Don't say, I have to go at 120 kilometers per hour. Each of these journeys, be very careful on it, because in any of part of this journey, you can fail, and it will make you to fail for the whole of the journey. And in this journey, you can do something correct, and it will improve and give quality to the rest of the journey. So Allah is the one that we are going to finally, wa ilayhi al-masir. May Allah make us to end up with him in faith and in love of the Prophet, and Allah be pleased with us.
والذين يحاجون في الله من بعد ما استجيب له حجتهم داحضة عند ربهم وعليهم غضب ولهم عذاب شديد.
والذين يهاجون في الله من بعد ما استجيب له حجتهم داحضة عند ربهم وعليهم غضب ولهم عذاب شديد. والذين يهاجون في الله من بعد ما استجيب له. What of those disciples يهاجون that are busy again من بعد ما استجيب له after Allah has already answered the prophet, people have already entered Islam. حجتهم, they are proof that is null and void. ولهم غضب وحجتهم دائرة عند رب ولينا هاجنا في الله بعد ما استجيب له حجتهم دائرة عند ربهم. With Allah, their argument is null and void. And the anger of Allah is on them. ولهم عذاب شديد. And the punishment of Allah on them will be severe. Because this statement was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we said this is a Makkan surah and it's talking to the mushrik of that time and to the Jews and the Christians. They started arguing the Prophet when they saw Prophet has had acceptance. It is still the same today. وَالَّذِينَ يَهَاجُونَ فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ. Today, most people that are arguing with Muslims, you made them as Muslims, that's why you argue with them. Are you arguing with Christians? You make people pray in the mosque. You have not congratulated them for coming to the mosque to say they are zuhur. You turn to them and say they are doing bid'ah. Ask yourself, are you sensible? You didn't tell them, huh, that they are doing something that is haram. There is halal they are supposed to do, they did not do. Is there zakat they have not given? Is money they have they are supposed to go to Hajj, they did not go to Hajj? They are supposed to get married, they have not gotten married. They are supposed to be merciful on the weak, they have not done it. You said even the religion they are doing now is bid'ah, is wrong. But how they became Muslims, you do not know. Why don't you go and meet people that have not entered Islam and bring them into Islam? See how difficult it is for you to bring people into Islam. Because the easiest people that entered Islam is those that Allah just brought him to Islam. But for you to talk to somebody, for him to be convinced before he enters Islam, it's very difficult. That's why I say, وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. So don't just go to Muslims. Muslims are gathered. They are sitting down, reciting Quran. He said, no, this is not the way to recite it. Because before this issue of takfir and saying bid'ah to people came to Nigeria, majority of people were reciting wash. It took them time before they knew that wash is a recitation of the Prophet in Medina. They were already condemning it, as if wash is not Quran. At that time, people say it's bid'ah after the Imam says Salaam Alaikum for you to continue to stay in the mosque, you should leave. They say, lock the mosque. It's after they start reading, they now know that say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar is part of tasbih that you should do. Since you did not have that knowledge, then surrender to this ulama. Until today, it is those ulama that are still there, that they are still the ones that matter. So, وَالَّذِينَ يَهَاجُونَ فِي اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا اسْتُجِيبَ لَهُ. After Allah has already answered the Prophet and brought this religion out, those still arguing, their argument is null with Allah, it's void, it's to not. وَعَلَيْهِمْ غَضَبٌ, and there's the anger of Allah on them, because you are not doing the proper thing. You are bringing confusion. Some of them want to return Muslims to become Christians. That in each mosque you have a different way of worship. They want to show that there's a small knowledge they acquire. No, uniformity in Islam is the prestige of Islam. The uniformity of worship in Islam is the prestige of Islam. Today, most of you don't know that you don't say As-Salatu Khairun Minan-Nawm in the night. It came in 1979. Nobody used to say As-Salatu Khairun Minan-Nawm in the night in this country before. And in the whole world, for that matter, till today, nobody does it except in Nigeria. Because people wanted to show that they are different from other people. They said, no, bring As-Salatu Khairun Minan-Nawm first, after people are supposed to wake up in the night to worship. What of now that is people are waking up in the night to eat? What are you going to say? They're still saying As-Salatu Khairun Minan-Nawm. So don't bring confusion into Islam. If you must improve in Islam, first taqim, kama umirt. Then try to be upright. When you are upright, it invites other people to Islam. There are people here that are not Muslims, are Christians, that have entered Islam just seeing the simplicity of the burial of Muslims. An evil man has entered Islam just seeing the simplicity of burial of Islam. A washerman in Bauchi, elderly, became a Muslim. He's a Christian. And the children and the grandchildren were all disturbed. They gathered people to go and meet him. Why must he become a Muslim? He said he's a washerman. For all these years, he has been washing. He started to notice that there's a difference, and he decided to be keeping the clothes for Muslims in one side, that of the Christians in another side. And when he's going to wash the clothes of Muslims and he checks, their trousers are neat. He doesn't have to wash away feces and urine from it before he puts it into the major washing bowl. But this one's almost the same thing, he said that. When he sees it, he said, no, I don't want on the day of judgment to be with this people. That's all. So the simplicity of Islam, just if you want to assist the Prophet, be upright. Don't bring confusion. This one is bad. This one is not like this. You hear that people are praying Tarawih, 11 rakah. No, it is 8 rakah. What is all this nonsense? That's why Allah is saying, people that are doing that, the confusion they bring is so much. Wa alayhim ghadab. The punishment, the anger of Allah is on them. Wa lahum azabun shadid. And the punishment of Allah on them is severe. And you find most of them, when they come to die, they don't die in a good manner. Please let us all be very careful. Be thankful to Allah for guiding us to Islam. Be thankful to Allah for giving us the Prophet. Be thankful to Allah for giving us this Muslim brotherhood. Stop criticizing Muslims anyhow. If we must criticize Muslims, let's criticize them on capital sins. Whatever is not capital, and capital sins are known. Let us all say it clearly. Those going to soothsayers is shirku, stop it. Those of you going to idol worshiping is shirku, stop it. Those of you that are taking alcohol is haram, stop it. Those of you that are fornicating is haram, stop it. Let's be talking about what is concrete, not what you, not like somebody looking for a needle in a haystack. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah make us to be pleased. For the Prophet to be pleased with us. For Allah to be pleased with us. May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah forgive our Muslim brothers. All those that have died in this month and before this month out of our Muslim brothers, may Allah forgive them. May Allah give us knowledge that will make us to be closer to Allah and the Prophet. May Allah repair Nigeria for us. May Allah bring peace to Nigeria. All these people that are engaging in this heinous act of killing Muslims, of kidnapping people, of doing all these things, may Allah vanquish them. May Allah help us above them. May Allah help assist our brothers in Palestine. They are being killed daily, even in Ramadan. Ramadan is a time of sacrifice. Let us all try to sacrifice. The one that has two, give one to somebody else. The one that has more than that, try to assist other people. May Allah make us to be among those who are assisting. Jahil Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those that are sick among us, may Allah give them health. Those that are healthy, may Allah increase us in health. Those that are requiring one thing or the other, may Allah answer their prayers and answer all of us our prayers. May Allah put us aright and assist Muslims and Islam. All those enemies of Islam, may Allah vanquish them. May Allah destroy them for us. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for us. May Allah grant us the knowledge of the Quran and make us to stay with the Quran and the Hadith at all the time. May Allah make us to end up in our life with the word La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Bismillah ar-Rahman bilillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman rahim al-kiyam dina abdu ya khanistam. Ibn salat al-mustaqim salat al-lizna namta alayhim. Khair al-mahdubi alayhim wa al-zalim amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد بن الفاتح وعافلك وخاتم لما سبق ناصر حق الحق والهادي الى صراطك المستقيم وعلى اله حق قدر المقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.